What does it mean to honor the Sabbath? What is actually the Sabbath? Work 6 days, but the 7 day keep it holy. It's pretty straightforward. When you look at the human physiological body, when you look at your chakras, the base chakra is the foundation and all of that, Then the next one is about what you can do in terms of your emotional needs. Then you go to the lumbar, which is about your projection. What do you want in life? How do you manifest that? Then your heart, you know, and then you go to your throat to talk and be still and all of that. And then you talk to the medulla. Medulla is the one that captures all the activities of the world in your physical body. You know, I don't like this, I like this, and all of that. And it processes it, you know, weaknesses and shortcomings, things that could create karma. But then when you come here to the point, it turns all of your needs, all of your wants, all of your yearnings and whatever you don't like, it transforms it. And for that transformation to take place, you have to surrender all your activities. That's why I say, on the Sabbath day, this is your Sabbath. Keep it holy. Because that's the only way you can feel the presence of God. All the desires that catches us, all the distractions, yeah, they go through the chakra. So, and that's why even when you see the seven candlelights, they all represent, you know, some might say, well, it represents the different rooms. The different rooms are still activities. But when it comes to the presence of God, that's why they say, be still and know that I am God. I'll be honored. Let me read that. Which is one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 46. And the verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. What are the nations? All the chakras. Because they are full of activities. I'll be exalted in the earth. The expansion of your consciousness. Because all those activities are within there. So, different nations, because they represent different actions, different performance in our consciousness. And in order to feel that presence, for everything to be transformed and to be able to come back to the way we were originally created, the immortal sons and daughters of God, where there is no decay, there is no want, there is no need. Everything is in perfect harmony. And you are saturated with that love. That is the Sabbath. Because then when you come to the Sabbath, you're not supposed to do anything. What do you even want to do? What your needs are taken care of. Everything. But when we don't think, when we think God is far, that's why we do all these activities. What do you do? Stay in that consciousness, that, you know, that loving presence. For those who have been privileged to experience what we call the shiny ones, the holy ones, when you see them, they are not doing anything. They sit in perpetuity, in perpetual reverence to God. That's their main focus. Let's assume they need food. They don't need to drive to Safeway or Whole Foods. They don't need to get in the car. The food shows up. I mean, then what is your activity? Let's say they need to clean up because they don't do it. Then, you know, you don't need to get in the shower. So whatever the activity is, when it comes to being in wholeness without presence, you have to be still. And you don't have to do anything. The only job, your only job of existence is in perpetual oneness, celebrating that oneness. That's it. Does this make sense to us? Yeah. It's a wonderful thing when spirit talk, but some of what we take it literally, you know. And that's why some of the saints, they cannot wait to go into that place of silence. Everything else can wait. They cannot wait to go in there. And then some of them get lost. Days. They're not even hungry. Why would you be even hungry? There's no hunger. When you're in that presence, everything is fulfilled. So they're encouraging us that those of us who are in the physical body who are so caught up by the outward things, remember who you are. The anchor to that, keep the Sabbath days, is about remembrance. Remember who you are. You are that ultimate reality, the oneness of God. That's it. You don't need any other thing. And you don't have to worry about relationship because the only relationship that matters is with you. There is no social media. You don't need it. You don't need to go to concerts. You don't need to drive to the ocean. You are the ocean. Everything is within you. So let's keep the Sabbath day holy. 6 days you must do all your labor. So while you are still here, keep working until, because once you get there, then you will know what it's like to be in that presence. When you are deeply immersed in that presence, in meditation. Few times when Spirit allows me to get there, you cannot get me because I don't even want to leave. And then sometimes they have to push me out, like, yeah, you are still in the physical body. Why, Lord, please keep me here. Haven't some of us had some dreams where you really love it, you don't want it to end? That is just a taste of what it is to keep that Sabbath day, to be in that presence. Thank you for asking that question.